As the crisis enters its third year with no end in sight, says UNICEF's Adrian Edwards, the risk of a lost generation grows every hour. He insists we cannot afford to lose any more time.
We risk creating a generation of children who have seen or know only fighting and may well end up perpetuating that cycle of violence.
Syria and the region are fragile and on the brink of violence already, he points out. This is affecting children's ability to attend school as well.
One of the main concerns we've heard from parents are that children are not going to school. I'll give you one example. In Aleppo, only 6% of children are going to school there. And that brings us back to the lost generation. They're not going to go to school. That's not going to mean a lot for the country's future.
UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres is also concerned with the ongoing crisis in Syria. According to UNHCR's Adrian Edwards, the refugee agency head is in the region neighboring Syria this week, visiting Turkey, Jordan, and Lebanon by Friday. Edwards says the 40,000 refugees who have been living in urban areas in Turkey will now be included in UNHCR's refugee count.
Turkey has begun registering Syrian refugees living outside refugee camps and in urban settings. Previously, it had included in its official refugee figures only people living in the 17 government-run camps, numbering about 186,000 people. A consequence is that the number of registered refugees in Turkey is being revised upwards by some 70,000 people and now stands at 258,200.
High Commissioner Guterres's visit also included negotiations with different agencies for the housing and protection of Syrians and other refugees.
During his visit, the High Commissioner has signed a cooperation agreement with the Turkish Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Agency to fund 10 registration centres. He also signed an accord with the Turkish Red Crescent on cooperation in logistics, emergency and contingency support to UNHCR's operations globally. UNHCR's funding an additional 18,500 tents through the Red Crescent.
Adrian Edwards says there are now over 1 million Syrian refugees registered or in the process of being registered in Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, Egypt, and other parts of North Africa. Jerry Adams, United Nations.